A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
An Erio's original.
So Cam...
Hi.
I've been reading our reviews,
mm-hmm.
and they're really good. All right, really good. One of them had some constructive criticism, let's call it, that I wanted to bring to your attention.
Oh, God.
Kiki P.E. says, new listener and loving it so far. It does come across like Priyanka constantly cuts Camilla off mid-sentence. Which is slightly irritating, but otherwise a really fun podcast. So... guys, we're listening.
Pri's been working really hard on this.
I have.
I'm
a total interrupter.
Be supportive. She's been doing really, really well.
We're aware. It's kind of like having, like I should go to speech therapy for it. I could get us an air horn and then maybe Maria could like honk it every time I interrupt. Cam's too polite is the thing. I've asked Cam to tell me when I like squeeze my hand or something and she won't do it. I just need to be retrained. But thanks guys for listening. If you could just, I'm not interrupting Cam right now. She's just laughing too hard to say anything.
It's true.
Do you want to ask people to subscribe?
You should definitely subscribe to the podcast and also rate us 5 stars. And if you also want to give us any other commentary on our speech patterns, that's also great. I say like a lot. But yes, definitely subscribe. Definitely give us 5 stars.
Welcome to Foxy Browns. I'm Priyanka.
I'm Camilla, and this is a podcast that navigates beauty and wellness from our perspectives as women of color.
This week, like every week, we're talking stuff and things, tips and tricks, and deconstructing Western beauty standards. And we are joined by special guest Sujatha Day.
Yay!
Sujatha is an actor, writer, and director who you may know from her role as Sarah on Insecure. We met when she agreed to do a little short film, and I fell madly in love with her can-do spirit. She's just finished post on her first feature film, which she wrote and directed and bootstrapped and paid for, raised the money herself. She's an inspiration. We're so happy for her, and we're so glad to have her with us today. We're going to get into all the movie stuff later. We can't wait to hear all about it. But we are going to start with Stuff and Things, which is where we talk about products, treatments, exercise, anything in the last week that you have bought or experienced that you're really into. And we can always start to make it easy for you. So,
okay.
So,
She's already. She's like, I need no assistance. Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah. What have you been experiencing?
I switched over to this Korean skincare routine.
You're so young looking.
Like 3 to 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm obsessed with it. And I love it because you can get everything on Amazon.
Yes, mm-hmm. Number one.
And it's all very inexpensive. So... It's that 8 to 10 step program. But when you first start out,
I'm just staring. When,
I know, because also your skin is incredible.
She doesn't
glowing,
have a pore.
Like, yes. Skin of a baby.
It's
Korean skincare, baby.
I'm just getting closer and closer. I'm not seeing anything.
You know what, though? I used to do that to my grandma, and she didn't have any wrinkles. So
look at you.
I think it's also genetics. Genes.
Yes, yeah. But so it's amazing. You still have to take care of it.
You can't neglect it. And I started with like really basic Korean skincare. There's like a rice face wash with the rice... cleansing oil, that's really important.
1 minute, what kind of skin do you have?
Yes.
Like, is it dry? Is
I
it
guess
combination?
It's combination.
Okay.
So like, but I think it gets really dry.
Okay. Well, this weather.
Especially
too.
In the winter with the fires and everything, it's been like, I've just been drinking so much water because I'm thirsty all the time.
So what's the brand? You know, you can email us and we can put it in the newsletter too.
I think I'll have to email you all this stuff because I don't remember anything.
Great.
But I also, I'm sure you guys have talked about snail slime.
We actually haven't on the
pod. We weirdly haven't.
What?
Yes, you talk about it.
Oh my God.
There's so, so much to talk about.
So the product is Mizon snail slime.
Yes,
I know. And it's like two things for like, I don't know, like $12 or $14.
Uh-huh. Great price point.
Great price point. And it's part of the skincare routine where it goes on. Like you wash your face, you put on some serums, any kind of serum you want. That's like a toner.
Yeah.
And then you throw on the snail slime. And you can also get those in those like paper masks.
Yes.
That people, you know, people are always Instagramming those masks. Yeah. And you can get the snail slime in that. But that's like, that's my like key thing. And I just put on a little bit and it lasts for a while. So, and it's right before you go to bed. Okay. So I don't do it during the day. I do the 10-step routine at night.
You do.
And then in the morning.
You look great.
I just do like moisturizer and sunscreen.
Okay.
And I just read an article that Korean sunscreen is better than American sunscreen because here it goes through all these FDA regulations. So it takes a while for the new innovations to get pushed through.
Right.
And I use a Misha SPF 50 and I think it's like $10 or $12 on Amazon.
Amazing.
And it doesn't make you, like I have it on right now. It doesn't make you super greasy.
No.
And yeah, I love it.
Incredible.
So. Yeah.
Like, just a fresh face.
Yes.
Fresh face.
I just can't stop staring at your skin.
I know,
it's
a little
remarkable.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you guys both look great too. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I've known you for a long time and I just like you so much that I've never thought to like stare at your skin. But it's astonishing.
Well, thank you.
You also have great hair.
I got this balayage I think after I did your short. So probably like three-ish years ago. And I love it. So I've just like kind of kept it with the lighter shades.
What's your thing this week, Cam?
My thing this week is, Aesop. There's a rose hair mask. That my friend Amina, friend of the pod, bought me, and it's wonderful. So you know, the weather has been a lot drier recently, and it's a moisturizing mask, and so it's been very helpful to my scalp, and it's also quite light. It doesn't weigh my hair down in a way that a lot of hair masks do, but I highly recommend it. Also, it smells incredible. So yeah, go check it out.
So I have a question about hair masks because I don't think I've ever used one.
Yeah.
Is that like a lotion for your hair? And then do you have to wash it right out?
I leave it on for about 15 minutes. Mm. Okay. So I will, you know, wash my hair and then I will apply the mask and then just let it sit while I'm doing other things. Or sometimes I'll shower, wash my hair, then apply the mask and then get in the bathtub and just sit, let it kind of hang out. And then when I'm done, then rinse it out. But it leaves a small amount of like residual product, like a residual moisture. There's definitely some slip there, which is nice, but it's very light, which is good. But I would, very much recommend it. I hadn't really thought about Aesop for hair products and especially for black hair. And this one really surprised me.
I, sidebar, stayed at Amina's apartment while she was gone in New York. And I didn't want to invade her privacy by taking pictures of all of her skincare, but... I have a mental image and just on her, like if, you know, like people do shelfies, like just on the top, like that, just near the sink, it was like $2,500 worth of Biologique, like vats of oils and serums and creams. And it was just a beautiful thing. And I so badly want to take a picture.
That's
like
why
BR.
She's so pretty.
I know. She smells so good. Her skin's so
always
great.
Smells amazing.
She has everything in her apartment is so tasteful. I can't even tell you. Every little, like a paperweight, a tray, a stool that she uses to like hold the door open. I don't even understand. It's like gold.
It's ridiculous. The first time I went to Amina's house, she made me yogurt from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Of course she did.
What the hell? Didn't know you could do that.
I want to know, Amina, if you're listening and if I forget to text you, I need to know what those towels are. She sees towels that are like, they're like, on one side, they're just a muslin cloth. On the other side, they're absorbent. Oh. And they're like the lightest, best. They're amazing.
Cool.
I also made a very stupid mistake. And this is a terrible admission to make on this podcast because how much time do Cam and I spend talking about the differences in our hair? The vast differences. So I went to Mina's and I thought, well, she has stuff. I don't need to buy anything. I don't need to bring anything with me. And I get there and I'm like, oh, right. I need like shampoo and a hair dryer and like all these things that I didn't even think about. But I did come out of there so moisturized.
Of course.
Because the woman loves and has many oils, which I have now added to cart. But thank you for that. My product of the week.
It sounds like your product of the week is staying at Amina's house.
It kind of is. It is. That's one of them. But the other one really, because I had talked earlier about my Christine Chin facial, and this was the first time that Coco, the woman who did my facial, was disappointed in not finding enough stuff in my pores. And I think that is the combination of, I have one of those, I think people either love those magnifying mirrors or hate them.
I love them, but I don't have one at my home.
Oh, okay.
It's a treat for me when I go to a hotel.
I see. Okay. So I have a magnifying mirror that has a ring of light around it, and I turn it on and I can see every pore in my face. And if you're a type A lunatic like me and you have a blackhead tool.
Which I do have. And I adore it.
I can just kind of do a little pre-treat before I go get a facial. And then they're all like, wow, you look amazing. And it's because I've already sort of done it myself. It's like cleaning your house before a cleaning lady comes.
Really
hilarious.
Is.
But I cleaned out my pores and it works.
That's so fantastic. Yeah, I have one at the house and I also travel with one. And it's wonderful to just be able to like just squeeze out a little blackhead without it leaving a scar. And I love them. And again, you get them on Amazon for like $2.
I don't squeeze anything out of my face.
You don't need to. Yeah. Nothing can get into
even
any.
Even if I get like I'll get the occasional zit and I won't touch it.
Yeah.
I'll just let it. No. I'll just let it be and I'll be like, yo, this is, I got this zit on my
you
face.
Don't, I have like the big pores and sometimes they get clogged. If you don't really have pores, then it's more like the whiteheads and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's the clogged pores that tend to be the issue. Now, so Sujatha. One thing that I love about you, I love so many things about you, but you're a practical woman. You're an engineer.
Yes.
You went to engineering school. People always go, did you ever practice? I don't know if you practice engineering, but did you work?
Yes.
So, you did.
So after I graduated from Case Western with a systems and control engineering degree, I got a job the summer before with Accenture.
Right.
So they already had offered me the job. So senior year of college, I really didn't do much in terms of work because I already had a job.
Mm-hmm.
So then Accenture was like, oh, where do you want to work? What are your top three cities? And I always knew I wanted to go into acting and entertainment and writing. And so I was like, LA. And they're like, great. They just loved me. I don't even know why.
We were just talking about this. It's just when people like you, anything can happen.
Yeah. And so after I graduated, I moved out to LA, worked at Accenture. And I don't know how much you guys know about consulting, but
very little.
So you don't really have to work unless you're on a project. So once you're at the job, you're on salary and you're getting paid a lot of money. But you kind of have to look through the system to find your project.
Right.
So I was like, well, I just never want to be on a project.
Yeah. Smart.
You're like, I'm smarter than everyone here.
So I think that entire year I was on a project for maybe 2 weeks.
Genius.
And I went on auditions, got an agent, did acting class, was writing.
Look at this practical.
Made
this
all is, my this phone is, calls go straight to my cell phone.
Cam Scams has met her match. This is incredible.
She got paid to do it.
She got paid handsomely to break into the entertainment industry.
Yeah, I think
in
I was one of the top. My salary was one of the top of my graduating class.
Oh, chef's kiss, this woman.
So beautiful.
And I was like, I don't really know what's happening, but I'm just going to go with it.
Cash these checks and go to these auditions and find an agent.
Yeah. And then she was like, and then I was acting. And I'm like, that's quite a journey. Quite. And now she's on an HBO show. It's great. Everything's great.
That's fantastic.
And actually, part of that Accenture story is that 4 years ago, I made a short film called Cowboy and Indian. And I was doing my taxes and I saw that there was stocks in something. And I was like, oh, because sometimes my parents bought me stocks and there's stuff that I can't touch. Mm-hmm. And I do the taxes for that. And I called them and I was like, hey, what is this? And they're like, oh, when you left Accenture, they gave you stocks. And
I was like, seriously?
I was like, what?
That's insane.
And I was like, how much? And they were like $5,500. I was like, send me the check.
Yes.
And they were like, well, we don't recommend. I was like, send me the check. And so I used that $5,500 to make my short film.
Scammer. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. The layers to this scam.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Aren't you so... I knew you could
Hall of fame. Hall of fame.
But that's why I wanted to talk to Sujatha about how we spend our money
when
it comes to beauty, because it's a big part of her life, having to be on screen all the time.
Absolutely.
A big part of our lives as enthusiasts.
Indeed.
And like, where do you spend money and where do you not? I know a lot of times you do your own hair and makeup, because I was like, your hair and makeup looks amazing on a picture. She was like, I did it myself. And I was like, how? You're an engineer. Like, well, how did you do that,
well,
girl?
Well, early on, I started asking, like, when I would be on set and someone would do my hair and makeup really like natural and good, I'd be like, exactly what products are you using? So I can just write it down and go to Naomi's and just buy the things. And then I would like watch how they would put it on, and you know, and then I just started doing it, and that's like my basic, like,
you're good at it,
red carpet, I guess, look that's not very like courageous or exciting or anything, but it looks fine.
So. Looks great. It's great. It really does.
It really, really does. And I think the thing you were saying earlier about like Korean beauty as well is just like finding things that are actually effective but also have very low price points.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the whole point of Korean beauty is they want to make sure you look good without makeup on.
Yes, which is our entire
goal. Your skin is so important.
That is true.
No, I was talking about this the other day, that like I spend most of my money, I don't like buy a lot of things, but my money goes to macro things like a good haircut, like eating right, like groceries, like food, like
eating right is where my money goes.
Yeah, like skin, food, like everything macro, so I don't have to worry about the micro. Like I don't have to buy things to cover anything up or like, you know, take care of anything.
Exactly.
So while I will try, and someone was like, well, how much do you spend on a haircut? And I was like, I don't know, like $100, which is not a lot, but I have gone to the person who I spent like when I needed a makeover, I was like, I need totally new hair. I went and spent way too much money on like a visionary, and he like changed my life. And then I just kept going to people going, do this.
Yes. Just continue
and then
this.
And then it worked for me.
Great.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It totally worked.
So wait, so you have Bel-Age on your...
Yes.
So this is something you started a couple of years ago?
Yeah. Because I've had just black hair
for
my entire life. And then I was like, oh, I just want to change.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I feel like I've seen pictures of like, especially Indian girls who look really good with like a little bit of light in their hair. And then I went and got it done. And I believe I got a Groupon first.
Smart.
And so,
love it.
Amazing.
Because I was like, oh, I'll just, you know, they have good reviews. I'll just go take this Groupon and do the Bel-Age. And she's been great. So, yeah.
It looks absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
And so prior to that, though, were you not having your hair done professionally at all, like colored or anything?
No. But I would get it cut.
Yeah. So tell me about so you're on Insecure at the moment. How has the experience been? And, you know, what are you enjoying about the process? Because, I mean, also being a director, you know, being an actor is, you know, you're obviously being in a much different role.
Well, being on Insecure is a dream. And obviously going from a web series like Awkward Black Girl directly into being on an HBO set was surreal. And I've had many experiences, especially on Insecure, where you come on the set and it's just like women of color everywhere in all the positions.
Yeah.
And it's like a utopia. And so then when I go do a guest star on something else, I'm like,
it's quite jarring.
I'm so jarred. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many white dudes everywhere. Is this Hollywood? Yeah. And then people will be like, yeah, Suge, like that's the normal. And I'm like, whoa, this is intense.
The ghetto. Oh, can't relate. And so tell me about your filmmaking.
I just finished completely on the feature, actually, that I shot this summer. And I wrote it, I directed it, I starred it, and I also produced it.
Oh my gosh.
And
I mean, I'm also not surprised given what, you know, we've learned about you. did Accenture pay for this movie too?
So in a weird way.
Oh my gosh. Go on, lay it on us.
Okay. So let's take it back to what I've already said, was the $5,500 into the short film. So the short film I've sold twice as a series.
Oh, wow.
The first time I sold it to Super Deluxe, which went out of business end of last year. So when it went under...
the rights reverted back to you.
And they paid out my contract in full.
Great.
And that was the money that I used to put towards my film.
Incredible.
So it all goes back to my Accenture stock.
I love it.
And so I was the first investor in to my movie. And after that, once people know that you have skin in the game,
yeah,
they're like, okay, well, this girl doesn't want to lose her own money.
Exactly.
Which is completely true. Like, I want to make my money back. That made it a little bit easier to find the other investors to come in to the movie.
No, it's very, very true. I do think, you know, I like always want to support filmmaking and especially women of color filmmakers. But it is very tricky often when I do come across a GoFundMe for a film and when I know that the filmmaker has means to contribute to their own film and is not, but is asking everyone else for their contribution.
Oh yeah. I don't feel like that's really fair.
No.
And also like I believe that who's going to believe in yourself the most?
If you don't. Exactly.
And that's me.
Yeah.
And I've never regretted putting money into my own projects. And, you know, when we were doing Awkward Black Girl, Issa was putting all her money into Awkward Black Girl and it was going on her credit cards. And so I obviously saw that and I was like, everyone that I know who is making the stuff that they want to make today started out putting their own money into either a web series or a pilot or a short or a feature. So that's, it just felt natural for me to do it. And what was crazy is that I called my parents to be like, oh, I got, I got paid out and I'm going to put my money that I just made into my feature. And they were so supportive.
Oh my gosh.
They were like, oh my gosh, that's the best thing you could have ever told us. And I was like, wait, what?
I'm sorry, where did you get these immigrant parents from? Because this has never happened in the history. Like,
yeah.
This needs to be studied.
My dad was just like, how long is the movie going to be? Oh, full length? Okay, good, good. Like, it was almost like they were like, didn't want me to do like another short
absolutely.
Film.
No. They're like, no, our baby's doing feature length. Thank you.
Yeah, it was really surprising and awesome to just have the support.
That's
over
fantastic.
There too.
That's amazing. What's your parents' background?
So my parents are from Calcutta, India. So we speak Bengali. Mm-hmm. And my dad has a PhD in mechanical engineering. And that's what brought him out to the States. Yeah. And then he had an arranged marriage to my mom. And they like went back to India, came back to Pennsylvania and settled there. And yeah, growing up in Pittsburgh was actually really great. I never had those, like, a lot of people talk about, oh, like I'm pulled between two cultures. Mm-hmm. And in Pittsburgh, in the suburb that I'm from, there's 3 Hindu temples.
Oh, wow.
So during the week, yes, I was going to my school that was mostly white kids and I had my white friends at school. But then on the weekends, I was taking Bharatanatyam Indian dance lessons at the temple and I had my Indian friends and we were going to Indian parties and I went to Hindu camp in the summertime. So I got like the best of both worlds, I say.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that seems to be an incredibly rare experience I found in the United States. Where did you go to college? Should you just talk about
I went to Case Western Cleveland.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. So they I don't know if they still have it anymore, but they had an automatic scholarship or half scholarship for if you got a certain GPA and a certain score on your SATs. So I got that half scholarship. And what was really great is I did my entire junior year abroad. And
where did you go?
I went to Sydney, Australia.
Fantastic.
And my half scholarship at Case paid for my full tuition in Australia. So my parents were like, you're saving us so much money. Travel as much as you want. So I went on spring break to Fiji.
Frugal queen. I can't. I'm reeling. I'm constantly reeling. So wait, you went to Fiji.
I went to Fiji for spring break. I traveled around Australia. Went to like the rainforest and Melbourne and, you know, Darwin and the Gold Coast and went to like a couple like music festivals and. You know, it was like really great.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Incredible. Okay. So moving forward to now, you know, obviously being a very frugal student who is, I need to write down everything that you've just said. Okay. So, you know, now you're on a TV show and you are having to do like a lot of like press events, I'm sure. How do you prepare for them? How do you get ready?
sometimes I'll call a makeup artist slash hair woman that I know who's amazing, but like not always available.
How did you find her?
She was, what did we work on together? Once again, it was something that I'd worked on, I believe for like a BuzzFeed video or something. And then she was doing my makeup and I'm like, oh, she's really great because she makes me look like me. Like sometimes hair makeup people will like do all the contouring and stuff. And then I'm like, that's not my face. Yeah, that's not my face. And I don't want all that because I'm an actress and I need to look like
me. To be recognizable.
Yeah. I don't want to look like a Kardashian.
Yeah.
You know? So basically she is not always available because she's great. Yeah. And then I just started doing my own hair and makeup. And basically I'll do like a wash and go with my hair where I'll wash it the day before and then put like oils in it. Right before, so that it's not like frizzy.
Yeah.
And then it looks fine. It kind of looks like beachy.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. We love a beachy look.
Effortless. And then, like I said, I got those those makeup products from another makeup artist. And then I just put those on. And it's probably like a 10-minute application.
Well, there's also like the foundation that you have is this incredible face of skin. So it's just very little needed.
Something that I probably do before events, like the night before, I'll do one of those face masks, the Korean face mask.
I'm getting this this snail mask.
Get the snail mask. Because then the day after, you just look like plump.
Yes.
And it looks so good. I love it. Sleep is a big thing for me. And tea.
What kind of tea?
Drinking tea. So I make my own chai.
Okay.
But without the milk.
Oh, okay.
So that I can drink it all day long.
Great.
So if you do it with the milk, it gets a little heavy, and then I'll just have like one cup. Mm. But like what I like brought here today, it's just, it's obviously boiled water, black tea, Darjeeling black tea, cloves, star anise, cinnamon. Fresh ginger is the key.
Yes.
Fresh grated ginger. A little bit of honey. A little bit of turmeric.
Mm-hmm, gotta have it.
A couple tulsi leaves. Yeah. And then that's my tea. And I make like, I drink like 6 to 7 cups of that every day.
That's awesome. Okay, we're going to need to actually get the recipe from you to put in our newsletter because people are going to want to.
For sure, yeah, for sure. Me.
Also, this is the perfect time of year to be drinking chai by the vat.
Yes.
This is my favorite. Yeah.
But did you also know, so in India, people drink chai
all year round.
All year round, and it's like 110 degrees over there. So warm liquids bring down your body temperature.
This was something that was said to me when I was a child by one of my like primary school teachers, and I didn't believe her. But tell me more.
I mean, I believe
it. How does it work?
It works for me. I don't know what the scientific explanation is for it, but definitely in the summertime, even when, I mean, I live in the valley.
Yeah.
It's super hot. It can get to like 115, and I still drink my tea warm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wrong. I mean, is it maybe something that, you know, because your body's warmer that you're then producing some sweat, which is cooling, or your body's just, I need to do some research.
Yeah. I don't think I ever got into like, why is this the thing? But also if you just think about it, like India is really hot.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're not drinking iced tea over there. Yeah. They don't drink iced anything.
Yeah. I always thought that was more of an issue of like water safety, that like ice, than it was, but this makes so much more sense.
Yeah, I love this.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So Beauty of the Week is where we highlight someone that we think is beautiful inside, outside, a woman, a man, a child, a lamp, a book, anything you would like. I believe a couple weeks ago I did Harry Styles. I'm still not over it.
Do you regret that decision?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I woke up to Harry Styles, basically, let's say. And I was just like, I've been reeling ever since.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wait a minute. Is there something wrong with me or is he a grown up?
No, he also, all of those guys from that band exclusively date older women.
Oh, is that a choice? Is that like a PR move?
I think it might just work. I think it's mostly just because they have such an enormous young fan base,
right,
that's probably not very interesting to them. And
well, they've lived a life.
So exactly. And so, you know, hot experienced women is
Why are we still talking about this?
Priya's leaving the building. Shit's too much.
You have to talk about your beauty of the week first because I'm going to go calm down.
Priya's taking a lap. It's okay. My beauty of the week is Marissa A. Ross, who is the wine writer for Bon Appetit. And she led a charge a few months ago with just an Instagram post asking for women's stories about sexual harassment and abuse within the wine industry. And it, over the course of a few months, the Bon Appetit and Marissa worked with the New York Times, and there was an expose that was done that came out this weekend. And it's, you know, it was incredibly impactful and, you know, just a very important piece of journalism as we're going through pushing out and shining light on a lot of sexual harassment and abuse within certain industries. You know, the nightlife industry, which wine is adjacent to, is, you know, one of the darkest corners. And so to open up this conversation and for it to be on a national level is quite remarkable. And there were some, you know, some really great stand-up people who appeared in the article. Jill Bernheimer from Domain in LA. She essentially, when she first heard about the rumors of this particular sommelier who was the most rampant, she emailed him and said that he would not welcome to come to any of their establishments and that he made them feel uncomfortable and that, you know, the safety of her staff was more important than attachment to the celebrity sommelier. And that's why Jill is a fantastic woman and I will forever buy wine from her. Sadly, Alice Faring, who is quite regarded as one of the most important voices in the natural wine movement, is did not come off great, and was, when some women had reached out to her to ask her advice on what to do in the face of such harassment, she was very unkind and placed the blame back on these women, and then continued to also hamper the investigation when it was fully revealed to her. So that was very upsetting. And I just bought her book, Natural Wine for the People, and now it's kind of sitting on my bedside table and I'm just looking at it quite angrily, which is quite infuriating. But shout out to Marissa. She was fantastic and she did such a great job, and it's an important piece of writing and it's in the New York Times right now.
I didn't even read about that. Okay, I will have to catch up. My beauty of the week is this book called Women on Food, which I just had to show you. The editor is Charlotte Druckmann. I love the cover.
This is beautiful.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's incredible. I posted it on my Instagram the other day, but not only is it just a beautiful book, this is recommended by Tejal Rao, who was on here a couple weeks ago, but it's all women writers and it's various interviews. It's like little excerpts from, it's mostly original work, which is rare because stuff is usually excerpted from other places, but it's essays, it's interviews with writers we might not know about. And there's kind of a sense of relief I had in reading it, which is the sense of relief that I have when we are recording this podcast, yeah, which is like, a nice safe space full of women where we can talk about what we really, you know, let's have a real conversation. And that's how I felt when I was reading this book. And I just thought it was wonderful. Also nice to read was, and this is obviously probably more popular, is The Best American Food Writing this year was edited by Simine Nosrat and Sylvia Killingsworth and has a lot of women writers in it, a lot of women of color, of quite a few South Asian writers, which I thought was really interesting. And I just started to read that as well. But yeah, I'm doing a deep dive in lady food writing and I'm really, really enjoying it. So Women on Food by Charlotte Druckmann.
Amazing. Gonna buy.
How about you? Who would you like to highlight?
I want to highlight my mom.
Yes.
Do you get a lot of that? I kind of feel like a quarterback. After a winning game where I was like, I want to shout out my mom.
Do it. It's like, if it's good enough for all the NBA players, it's good enough for us. Continue.
We've already done our mom, so yeah. Now we have to we just have to read it.
Yeah. So my mom is just has been so supportive of me. And I think you hear a lot of stories of especially like South Asian parents being very, you know, resistant to their kids going into the arts. And of course, like at first they're like, why are you doing this? But it was more of, you know, you're not going to be able to support yourself. Like they were thinking about real life, you know, which is fine. So once I had started, you know, booking commercials in the beginning of my career, they were like, okay, this is cool. You can take care of yourself. You can pay the rent. And my mom, I think, I'm pretty sure she's like, she loves to sing. She loves to dance. Aww. She's at every Indian party. She's the life of the party. So she's the first on the dance floor at the weddings. And my mom and my dad's like really quiet. Yeah. So they have just this opposite thing going on. Mm-hmm. And even when I was shooting my movie this summer, she has a little cameo in it. Oh, and she was great. She was in the makeup chair. She loved every second of being in the makeup chair. She was on set. She was like yelling at me because I didn't give her the lines beforehand. I was like, she's yelling at the director. I love this. This is hysterical. And she stayed up until I think we shot that scene until 4 a.m. She stayed up with everyone. She kept everyone's energy up. And it was, she has a really cool moment in my movie, and her energy is always infectious. Mm-hmm. So everybody always remembers her, you know, when they grow up with her and like go away to college, they always ask about her. Aww. And she is just an amazing woman, and she loves watching Bengali soap operas all day long, and she loves to cook. So she's always experimenting with her food. I mean, my mom is the best cook. So the best thing about, I feel like what American people are missing out on in terms of Indian food is you think it's the stuff that you get at the restaurant, which is like really heavy and full of cream and fats. And
which we never eat. And I didn't have a cream until I moved to the
United States. No. And so the stuff that my mom makes is very healthy and light and delicious. And you can eat a lot of it in one sitting and you don't feel sick. And she watches these Bengali cooking shows and she'll experiment with her food. And she'll be like, oh, I'm going to make a shrimp cutlet today with a side of, you know, spinach. Something. Yeah, yeah. So she's always switching it up there. And she's just truly an inspiration to me of how to live your life moment to moment and be excited about what you're doing and not think about the future or the past. And
Oh, shout out to your
mom. That's really sweet. Like, I have to say, when you were on set, and when we were on set for my short film, it was the first time we had ever really hung out properly.
Yeah.
And she was always having like a really deep, hilarious conversation with like everybody. Anytime I turned around, I remember going, especially like it was always people loved her and she was awesome and she really kept the energy up on set. But I remember going into Craft Services, which is my garage. And I went into the garage and our DP, Doug, who is a lovely young man, was like, oh yeah, my parents split up when you know, when I was pretty young, maybe I was like 2 or 3, and she goes, how's dating for you? And they had like just met and they were having this like intense connection and this real conversation. and Doug kind of laughed, was like, well, you know, and he like they like got into it and it had been 30 seconds, and I was like, that's a talent.
Yeah.
Like not a lot of people can do that instant connection.
A lot of people open up to me.
You connect
with even if quickly. I don't ask that question.
Yeah, but you're warm and
you know, and I'm like, okay, so we're now having this conversation.
wait, even if I don't ask that question, which I usually do. How's dating for you? She's like, gosh, I never really thought about it before. My girlfriend's much older and
hilarious.
So sweet.
I can't wait to meet your mom. She sounds incredible.
She's fantastic.
I love it. So should we do our Rosebud and Thorn?
Yes, let's do Rosebud and Thorn. It's the highlight, the low light, and the something you're looking forward to. Cool.
What's yours?
Week. My rose was I had a meeting cancel yesterday, and during lunch I got a haircut.
It looks great.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
It
looks usually fresh. I have to be like, oh, I guess I'll get it next week. Maybe I can fit in at this time. And maybe the kids can watch a cartoon and blah, 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 blah. But I just went and got a haircut. Yeah. And I said, I have an hour. Give me a haircut. And I felt great. And I was like, why don't I do that? Whenever I have an hour to kill, I go run an errand. But this felt like an errand that made me feel better about myself.
Yeah, you got to go pamper yourself.
Yeah, it's a good one. It was fun. And it was from someone I had asked a beauty editor that I had spoken to. I was like, where would you go get a haircut? And she told me, and I just went, and it was awesome.
Amazing.
Great.
What was your rose?
My rose, well, I went to a new sushi spot yesterday. Ooh,
tell us more.
Sushi Go 55.
I love that place.
I had never heard of it before.
Also, that mall is amazing.
Isn't it?
And I went shopping
it's
afterwards.
Fantastic. So where basically, it's a mall downtown.
It's Little Tokyo.
Yeah,
Little Tokyo. The mall there.
And there's so much stuff in the mall there.
Not the karaoke place. Mall.
There is a karaoke place.
Oh, Max Karaoke, my favorite. Oh, so it's in that mall.
Yeah. There is a great barbecue there. There is a bowling alley.
I got four cereal bowls for $12.
Exactly. There's a Japanese dollar store there.
Oh, Daiso,
which I know is,
or Miniso.
Daiso's so, there. Yeah.
Daiso.
And then there's another just like a dish store.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Ooh, yeah, this looks good.
But Sushi Go 55, that baked crab hand roll.
Ooh, I didn't get that, but that looked good.
Go back now. Go back immediately. It's incredible. I dream about it. I don't know a better one. It's so good. But yeah, it's my favorite secret sushi spot in LA.
Cool. It's not so secret anymore.
Delete this from the podcast. Leap it out. Don't let anyone know about this.
Yeah, mute it all.
So my rose for the week. Recently, our wedding was in Vogue. And
beautiful.
Which was very, very wonderful and very pretty. And then my secondary school bully commented on it online.
And said what?
And was like, oh my God, these pictures are amazing, and blah, blah, blah. And I just looked at it and I was like, I'm done.
You're done. You did it.
Wow.
You can retire.
I'm healed. We're
that bag is just
evaporated. Just in a second. it was just finished. So just tell your secondary school self. It's fine. It does get better. So
oh
that was a great feeling.
That's great.
Walked into therapy feeling pretty hot that day. It was great. What was your thorn for the week?
My thorn was, I've been so busy that I haven't been eating right. Which
that
just
sucks.
You know, it's like one of those foundational bricks that ruins everything
Absolutely.
Else. Absolutely. So it's been a lot of like, I don't remember the last time I ate. And then by the time I get hungry and realize I need to eat, I'll eat like a handful of M&Ms or like I'll stop and get a burrito, which wasn't even good, but I shoved them in. So that rarely happens to me. I'm pretty like controlling it just about my eating and cooking. And so that is like a thing that I need to take in hand because I feel awful. I feel terrible.
It's really, really bad. I do. When I find myself in those patterns, when you are just rushing around and you are not taking care of the food that you put in yourself. And this is something that my nutritionist gave me is that, and this is the point that where juices do come in very handy.
That's a good point.
So
I should grab a few. Just going to recommend a juice.
Yeah.
I don't spend a lot of money on stuff, but I think it was like 2 years ago that I bought a Vitamix. And
which
so like
great.
Every other day I'll make a juice and it lasts like 2 days and you just put it in like mason jars and put it away. And then you just drink that in the morning. And no matter what else I eat that day, I'm like, well, I got my kale in the morning.
Exactly. I got like some vitamins, I got some fiber, I got something. And she's very firm with me that juices are snacks, not meals.
Right.
And but it is something that is a good supplement to when I am rushing and I'm so busy that I haven't eaten anything and I feel so drained and I've not seen a vegetable in a couple of days. And so I mean I'm sipping on a green juice right now because I'm in one of those cycles. And so even just like doing like a bulk buy from Moon Juice at the start of the week and was getting five.
We have a Pressed around the corner. I should just, and they're, they always have, yes, that's, I forgot about that because
But but you forget when you're that chaotic. Mm-hmm. It just happens.
It's just chaos. Yeah. The kids are eating. I'm pretty sure Rodney's eating. I'm not, I'm just not. Like, I'll just get through a day and be like, what did I have today? And then I'll realize it's like six crackers. Yeah. It's not good. So that's my thorn. Yeah. How about you?
My thorn for the week is, so I just found out that Palo Santo is endangered and we should not be burning it. So
let's share that.
Yes, we should be telling more people about this. It is, Palo Santo has become, if you don't know, it's basically pieces of dried wood that you burn for this incredibly beautiful evocative scent. And it is become incredibly popular. And it's also been something that started to be given away as free additions and samples to things when you purchase things. I remember I bought a dress earlier this year and when they sent it to me online, it came with a few sticks of Palo Santo in it.
Of course.
So the trees are endangered and there's a lot of poaching that's happening within the area, which is not great. So we really need to stop buying it until there are some actual sustainable resources to sustain us using it. So burn what you have now, but please, let's just not
maybe
buy
get
anymore.
Some sage instead.
Exactly. Move on. Just move on to something else.
There are alternative sage. Things. Cedar is also fantastic. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Thyme as well.
A candle. Also, incense.
Yeah, sticking. Just drying some rosemary as well is great. Just leave it out until it's dry. You can burn it and that smells incredible. Burn the bones of your enemies. Whatever. Just not. Just not this endangered tree for now.
Yeah. Okay. How about you? What was your thorn?
I guess my thorn also happened yesterday. Ooh. And that was for one of the first times in my life, I drove from Santa Monica to Studio City during rush hour at like 5.
Oh.
And I was like, what is happening?
How long did it take?
It took an hour and a half. It's
gross.
And I don't know. I don't know how people do that every day. And I don't the greatest respect for people who do that because... My goodness. I guess you listen to like podcasts and stuff, right?
But still, it feels like an unnecessary. So much of my happiness in Los Angeles over 15 years has had to do with how far away from work I lived.
1,000%.
Never lived more than 20 minutes away from work. And for most of my time here, I have lived less than 10. And it makes all the difference.
Yeah, it changes your life.
Yeah. Four years I was having to drive an hour 15 to work. So I was on the Fox lot and I was on the east side, which was relentless.
That's brutal.
And the only way I could really get around it was a podcast, then trying to make that time productive. And it's like, I'm going to learn a language in my car.
Oh, yeah. That's that cool.
So that was fun. But then I would break it up strategically, breaking up the drive. So I would schedule my exercise classes about halfway along the commute.
That makes sense.
So I would, drive half the way there, do a class, and then it's only like another 20 minutes just for the mental break because it is just sitting in one spot for so long and not being able to truly switch off because if you do truly switch off, you kill people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Especially at that time of the day, I noticed that everyone is pretty angry.
Exactly. It's just not good vibes.
No.
Everyone is very upset. It's very antagonistic and it's the mood is contagious.
You're so much happier.
And then
now.
Waze takes you on those crazy left turns.
Oh, God. No. Waze is like, take a left turn across three lanes. You're like, what?
You're like, I'm going to die.
There's an option now where you can opt out of that, but it's still bad.
But they still try and sneak one or two in there.
They do. They're like, what? It's fine.
Yeah, come on.
They're like, it's fine here.
I was like, we believe in you. You're a good driver. It's like, No.
There's a middle way. And you're like, no ways. It's like, so Israeli. Come on. You're like, not as brave as you, ways.
And then what's your bud for the week? What's a thing you're looking forward to?
I am having my friend Beth come over to do my wardrobe. So yes. I might have mentioned, or you might have noticed that I posted photos of my wardrobe on Instagram. And I got a few concerned phone calls because I don't have enough clothes. And my friend Beth, who's a costume designer, texted me and was like, I'm on my way over. And I was like, I'm busy. But so she's forcing her way in on Tuesday to tell me what I need to buy. It's really going to be like 4 t-shirts, maybe a jacket, maybe a pair of pants that isn't jeans. But it'll be nice to have some fresh things. I will admit that I'm running low.
I was concerned about your situation.
We all saw the picture.
What happens is the t-shirts, when the t-shirts start to get low, then it gets quite sad. But I also only have 3 sweaters and it's November. So
when I saw the picture, I was so torn because there is the maximalist in me that has like an entire like walk-in closet full of fashion that was horrified. But then there was the OCD in me.
Excuse me. You call it a walk-in closet. It is your spare bedroom.
All right.
Fine. And you've turned it into a closet. It's our closet room.
That's true.
Anyway, yes. The maximalist in you who puts your clothes in your spare bedroom.
It's true. But then there's the OCD in me that saw it and I was like, the freedom. I was so excited.
It was very like Marie Kondo. like minimalist vibes.
I don't know. It was I'm about to go on the run vibes.
But
me.
I think I'm always like that because I have a fear of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I've moved so much and because I've lost so much, frankly, that I feel like, well, I shouldn't get attached to things because they just evaporate in a fire anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it's all very sad. Anyway, so
it's also very Steve Jobs of you. You know, to just kind of have a couple things to choose from, and then you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to spend a uniform. Like 20 minutes.
I have a uniform. But what happens, unfortunately, is that eventually the things get holes in them, and then I throw them out, and then I look, and I'm like, wait, I need more t-shirts. Yeah. Because all of my t-shirts. But anyway, yes, Beth's coming over. It's going to be great. What's your bud?
Very excited. My bud is, okay, so it's a zit zapper.
Hmm.
It is a...
It's like the pen?
It's like, I think so. It's actually, it's an electronic device.
Yeah.
And you... basically apply a piece of gauze to your face. And I've actually had this done when I've had facials where they use essentially an electrode that sort of like electrocutes the actual burgeoning zit and it just minimizes it. It really takes it down.
Interesting.
So I thought that this was only available to me when I get a facial, but I was on Steph Shep's Instagram and she was raving about her one. I was like, this can be in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed a link and it is $35 on Amazon.
Oh.
It just arrived this morning. I will do the research. I'll report back, but I'm very excited to give that a try.
I have the Neutrogena light pen, which works really well. Oh. It's like the little blue and red light pen, which brings down the kind of cystic stuff.
Oh.
So I'm curious to hear.
I need to get that one too.
It's all really right. Good. How about you, Sujatha? What's your bud? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to getting a car wash.
Yes.
Now the fires are dying down, it actually feels worth it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited to have like
thick a coat of ash. Isn't looking for
like
you
just
anymore.
Like a clean car inside and out. And sometimes at night when I'm driving, I'm like, oh, I got some blind spots.
Yeah,
because
it's so dirty.
Totally.
Even you can't even wipe this something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bad scene all around. So I love how it feels to like just doesn't come
it?
Out with
it. It feels
car
like
wash.
You've washed your own body. It's like you get the same feeling like when you've gotten out of the shower and you're like, oh, I feel so fresh.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I get the car
or
washed.
Or like getting your teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love it so much.
Good.
So is there anything you have to plug or to you want to promote?
I don't think I have anything to plug like as of this moment. You know, I just finished my film and we're submitting to some film festivals and stuff. So, I mean, we'll see when we hear back.
What's the film called?
It's called Definition, Please.
Well, I'm very excited to check it out. I cannot wait. Also knowing that this was paid for in such an ingenuitive way. I love it.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
For show notes, including links to the products, services, people, and causes mentioned on this episode, you can subscribe to our official newsletter, Stuff and Things, through the link in our show notes or at foxybrownspod.com. See you next week.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.